I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network, and today I have a guest that I'm very happy to share with you. Edie Dumhart is the founder and owner of Edie's Naturals, a skincare line made from organic plant-based oils to heal, protect, soothe, and moisturize, especially as we age. Her products contain vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that treat dryness, rashes, burns, psoriasis, stretch marks, and other skincare concerns. Edie is a married mother of two and former teacher who sails competitively on Long Beach Island, New Jersey. In her 50s, Edie's sun-damaged skin developed rosacea, sunspots, and wrinkles. Since she was unable to find non-toxic skincare products, Edie literally took matters into her own hands by mixing different plant oils, and in 2009 created Edie's Face and Body Butter. Edie's Naturals is certified cruelty-free by Leaping Bunny and sold in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and at her website, ediesnaturals.com. And I will quickly, and we'll repeat this later, and it will be, the links will be on our page and all of our posts, but that's EDYESNATURALS.com. Hi, Edie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so thrilled to have you. I'm always so excited when we find some all-natural skincare products that we like. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've had an opportunity to try so far. But I know that we also have with us today a friend of yours and a very happy customer, Mary Elaine Perry. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you, Tracy.
So briefly, Mary's going to tell us a little bit about her experience with Edie's Naturals, and then we're going to hear a little bit more from Edie about, you know, her research and how she started the company and all of that great stuff. Mary, what do you have to tell us about Edie's Naturals?
Well, I've known Edie for a long time, and so when she was telling me about creating her own products, I was very interested. I know that Edie does in-depth research on anything that she does, so I assumed they would be great products. And in the beginning, she was just kind of sharing with friends and family, and I got a jar of her body butter, and I started using it on my face day and night. And I had, you know, I'm sure most people do, dry elbows, they're all, you know, cracked and wrinkly, and I put this on my elbows, and I noticed right away the difference. And I called her up, and I said, Edie, I need more of this stuff. And I was calling her my dealer because she would bring me a product, and she'd get me hooked on it, and then I'd have to have more.
Yeah.
So,
well, actually, she would say, my crack dealer.
Well, let's face it, for women in our 50s, our moisturizers are our crack. Let's just,
right,
you know, put that out there right now.
And I had been spending a lot of money on, you know, commercially produced moisturizers, and Edie's is much more economical. It lasts forever. It's thick and it lasts forever, and it's all natural. So, you know, there's nothing bad about it. So I've used the body butter, the peppermint skin repair, particularly on hands in the winter. I'm noticing now I started using again just the body butter on my cuticles.
Mm-hmm.
As season changes, your cuticles get all dry, and so I use that. I use the peppermint skin repair on my feet, my knees and elbows. My husband's even started using Edie's because he's noticing some dry patches on his skin. More recently, I've begun using the Deep Nourishing Serum, which is quite lovely. I particularly mm-hmm. like that on my neck and jawline to keep my skin nice and soft there and not get all wrinkly. And then the lip balm. I am addicted to lip balm. I'm sort, but I really like the Edies. I keep a little pot in my desk drawer and one in my kitchen. Recently, our dog has had a little problem with her nose, and whenever I get a chance to grab a hold of her, I'll put some Edies on her nose because I know if she licks it off, which she typically does, there's nothing in there that's going to harm her.
Right, right.
And so I've been giving Edies a couple of years ago, Edie, I don't remember, 3 or 4 years ago, I bought like a couple of cases and I was giving it to everybody for Christmas presents. And I gave it to my hairdresser and she puts it on her hair at night. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. So I've started using it on mine about once a week. I'll put it on the you know, bottom of my hair where it gets dry and stuff.
She puts the body butter on her hair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, that actually makes some kind of sense.
Yeah. And the woman who does my nails, give it to her. She loves it. She has very sensitive skin, fair skin. So it's great. I keep some in my kitchen. If I get a little kitchen burn, or this morning I woke up, we were out pulling weeds, and I have a little bit of something, I don't know if it's poison ivy or what, on my wrist, and I just put a little Edies on that, and I don't itch, and it goes away very quickly.
Wow, that's really great to know. Yeah, I was telling Edie that it was like Christmas here when we got our sample box, and you know, for various reasons, I didn't receive the samples until just today. I wasn't able to come into the office last week because I was sick, and but I did immediately. I put a little bit of the peppermint skin repair on my face, and I put a little bit of the face and body butter on my hands, and actually up to my elbows because I'm really big on the elbows too. My grandmother taught me when I was very young that if you don't moisturize any place else, make sure to moisturize your elbows, and so I did that. And I have to say that, you know, I will probably by the end of this, when we actually air this episode, be able to talk a little bit more about some of the products and using it on a more regular basis. But just right off the bat, I was so excited with how light it was. As you both were saying, it's very concentrated, and I've learned about the natural products, how a lot of them are. And so rather than, you know, you're kind of used to when you take lotion out of a bottle, you know, needing some big glob of it just to do a small area, but just taking a little bit at a time and then adding more if I need to, and just such a tiny bit, it felt so, that the peppermint skin repair is amazingly light. Like, I was so happy with just how it kind of glided over my face, and I'm stroking my cheek as I'm talking about this right now. Nobody can see me because we're on the radio, but I feel very soft, so it's really cool. And Mary Elaine, you were mentioning that your husband uses it, and I have to say that while the smells are really nice, like, and I'm big on that, like, I really like products that smell nice, there's nothing girly or perfumey about any of the smells at all.
No.
And in fact, the face and body butter is pretty, you know, the peppermint is definitely, it's got a minty smell to it, but I don't think there's any reason why a man couldn't even use that. And the face and body butter, I think, is pretty, you know, low
gender
grade on
neutral.
Yes. There you go. Gender neutral. That's the words I was looking for. There's not any kind of strong smell to it, and definitely
right.
Nothing, you know, fruity or flowery.
Purposely done that
or,
way.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Everyone needs healthy skin. No
Absolutely.
Matter what your sex is or...
Absolutely.
Even our pets. They
Yeah, and I love hearing you saying about putting the lip balm on the dog's nose. Like, that, I would have never even thought of that, but how cool is that? How great is that? And like you said, he can lick it off and it doesn't matter.
Right. And one thing that everyone's using the word natural, but we're organic, and there's a big difference between natural and organic, so I like to specify that it's I only use organic plants.
Right, which is great.
Yes.
And I've got to tell you, I literally have the jar of peppermint skin repair and the face and body butter sitting next to me while we're speaking, and I'm just looking at the ingredients, and there's literally, I mean, sometimes there's perfectly organic, natural, healthy ingredients, but it's still words that you don't understand. Like, there's literally nothing in here that you don't know exactly what it is. I'm looking
right.
at the ingredients. I'm not going to read all of them, but it's fruit and plant oil and words that I know what all of them mean.
Yeah. And in organic ingredients, there can be water and alcohol. whenever you have water, which is what most lotions start with, you have to add alcohol and chemicals to make water and oil blend. And that is why it's so concentrated, because I leave out all the organic, I mean all the water and alcohol and chemicals.
Right.
And my preservatives are things like rosemary and lemongrass.
Yes, so, I'm looking, and it's shea butter and organic oils. I'm literally seeing nothing else on the ingredients.
Yes. Yep, and I choose my ingredients by the amount of nutrients in it. So, and also things like, you know, trying to get those natural acids that you need for building collagen. But nothing is in there that isn't really healthy for your skin. And if it sounds strange, and a lot of people think it's very odd when I say it's edible, but if it's not edible, you shouldn't put it on your skin. Because like a medical patch, when we put something on our skin, it goes into our bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And yet people put lots of things that are not edible on their skin, and they're getting all those chemicals into their blood. So, and another thing is that a lot of other skin products, they have mineral oil in it, and mineral oil is found in fat cells. So when you're putting something on with mineral oil in it, you're actually feeding your fat cells.
Oh, my God. I never even thought of that. How ridiculous is that? So you're literally making yourself fat sometimes with the moisturizer that you're using.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
And it, you know, contributes to inflammation. So we try to keep it very clean. So.
Yeah, wow, and I really love hearing this, because it seems like you put a lot of thought into, you know, specifically what you were looking for and what you wanted to accomplish with this, and figured out which ingredients would be the healthiest, and just, you know, do what you needed to do, which is moisturize and heal your skin, and not do anything you don't need it to do. Which it's amazing to me sometimes how different types of products, not just skincare products, you know, how there's all these other effects like you're talking about, you know, feeding your fats. Like, why choose an ingredient that does that? I mean, you know, it has nothing to do with it.
They're cheap.
Exactly. But, you know, cheap is expensive. Cheap is expensive.
Yes. When you use water first ingredient, you're saving a ton of money in your product. So
and so I can spend less on my skincare, but instead I can then spend a lot on, you know, having a heart attack because I'm obese, or, you know.
Yes. So and sometimes they don't even purify the water. The better companies do, but sometimes they don't. But it's amazing when you look at most lotions. What I do is, if I pick it up and see water first ingredient, I don't even have to read any further. I just put it immediately down.
Yeah.
So, and the reason I started making this product was I couldn't find anything that I thought was healthy enough.
Right.
I had rosacea, and when alcohol is usually like the third ingredient, and sometimes they have it as two different types of alcohol, so it can be further down. But a lot, you know, after the water, there's usually whatever their second ingredient is, which sometimes can be mineral oil, but then it's alcohol.
Yeah.
And with rosacea, how are you going to get rid of rosacea with alcohol?
You're not
going
to.
There's a lot of a very expensive ingredient skincare products out there with that as how they start. So,
wow.
And you should never buy a lotion with water in it, but you should never also buy it with the preservatives and things like that. Anyway, I got a cool testimonial this week from a doctor, and what she said, she's a natural doctor, more natural than some, but she had something strange on her lip. She's fairly young, since she just had a baby, but something very concerning to her. So she tried essential oils, and it didn't work. So then she went to the dermatologist, got a prescription, and that didn't work. So then she had a bunch of lip balms that she had given to her customers or her patients last Christmas, and she took one of those and used it, and she said in 2 days it was gone.
Oh,
so
wow.
How cool was that?
Excellent. And that's a perfect note to take a quick second to say thank you to our sponsors for today. And then we're going to continue talking to Edie to learn a little bit more about how she started Edie's Natural.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook, Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And I'm back. This is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Radio Network, and I have Edie of Edie's Naturals, and she's been talking to us about all the amazing ingredients in her products, and, you know, lots of companies use the word natural, but everything here is organic. Everything here is specifically chosen for the properties that she was looking for, the moisturizing and health properties. There's nothing you don't need. I learned something that I didn't know about how the bases of water and alcohol are what make a lot of moisturizers less expensive to produce, but really not very healthy and not good for your skin. And that's been really fascinating. Edie, tell us a little bit about how you started this business and what brought you to do this. As you know, we already know just you were looking for these organic ingredients, but what got you started?
I sail competitively and live at the beach, and I have very fair skin. I'm a blonde with blue eyes and the fair skin that goes with it. And by mid-50s, my skin was falling apart. I had rosacea and sunspots and wrinkles and even a skin cancer spot that looked to me like skin cancer, but I didn't have it diagnosed, but something that concerned me. And so I went to Whole Foods and said, what should I use? And they recommended this very expensive brand. And I was using it and looking but looking at the ingredients and saying, this isn't going to help my skin. So I then started with shea, but it was too hard and didn't absorb well. And from there, I started researching what are the most healing ingredients and started blending and doing my research of how to even get rid of wrinkles while I was at it. So, and that's how I got started. And, you know, when you make it for yourself, you make way more than you can use. So I started handing it to friends, and they said, look, my eczema's gone. So I didn't even know what the word eczema was at the time. So I just started seeing all these great improvements in my skin, and I wasn't making it for a business purpose at all. I was just making it for my own skin. But it was time for me to go back to work. My children had grown. So my husband was like, go back to work. And I was a teacher, but they weren't going to hire a teacher in mid-50s. Mm-hmm. So I went to the local farmer's market and said, you know what, I got to make as much as substituting. And that was my goal. And that's how I started.
Right. Wow. How cool. How cool. And now you've got a website and you've got all these different products. We've talked about I am using the face and body butter and the peppermint skin repair. You've also sent me, I haven't had a chance to use it, but you have cleansers and serums, lip balms we've talked about quite a bit. Are there any other products we haven't mentioned yet?
No, I think that's about it. We have more that we hope to make. You know,
right.
Of course, I don't think you mentioned the scrub, though.
Oh, right, the scrub, so, and I do have
Himalayan
some of that,
salt
too.
Scrub.
Yes.
Yeah, and the reason I use Himalayan salt is Himalayan salt has minerals in it, and my goal is to get as much minerals and vitamins and antioxidants in your skin as possible.
Mm.
So, and that's why I chose it over sugar or any
right.
of the other ingredients. So, and our newest ingredient wanted right now is one of the serums, and it's for eczema. And even though it's for eczema, I've been using it, and the way I judge, I'm the test bunny. And I had a bunch of sunspots, and what happened 6 months after I made it, the Deep Nourishing Serum, my first one, which I love the smell of, it's a lemongrass smell,
mm-hmm.
but my sunspots started drawing out, scabbing over, and when the scab fell off, the sunspot was gone. But with the eczema serum, it started happening faster. So
oh, okay.
because it's my most, you know, has the most nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
So how cool is that? I've been telling people now for a year and a half about my scabs and how my sunspots are disappearing. And no one else has ever heard of such a thing.
Yeah, me
so,
either.
Yes, it's very cool. So now, you know, first time it happened, it was scary. I was like, oh, maybe I better go to the doctor, but didn't get around to it, and it was gone. And at first, it's a little lighter, the skin there, but then it does get color. But it was just a testament of how strong these healing products are.
Yeah, it's amazing. And,
so
and I don't think we even realize sometimes, you know, how we damage ourselves and how important it is to have not just, you know, moisturizer, but what, as you're saying, the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients that your skin needs, nutrition just like your insides do.
Yeah, it's another way to get vitamins.
Yeah,
like that,
exactly.
Like that medical patch, you know, we're getting vitamins, but because we're using plants, you're getting the nutrients, the micronutrients.
Right.
And like eating food is healthier than taking a supplement. And that's why I don't use like vitamin E oil or vitamin C oil,
right.
because they're stripped out and factory made and don't have the micronutrients that
right.
help our body use the ingredients. So it's much better to use the plant. And what a lot of people don't realize is that plants are out in the sun and need the sun. But there is some sunscreen in plant oils. Most
mm-hmm.
of them are around a 4
right.
SPF. So when you put on mineral oil, it's really bad to go in the sun with it. like
right.
people used to put baby oil on their skin.
Right, but where you're actually like baking your skin, yeah.
Yeah. Plant oils have that little bit of sunscreen in it. In fact, carrot seed is between like a 30 and a 40.
Wow.
And SPF, it's strong. I wouldn't recommend using it as your sunscreen. But it's not bad to have these oils on in the sun, is my point. What I recommend is you use these lotions or serums and then put your sunscreen on it if you're going to be spending the day out in the sun. You know, I don't say this is your sunscreen, but it is nice to know that it's not making it worse to be in the sun.
Right, right, exactly. It may or may not be a huge help, but it's certainly not hurting, and right, you're at least doing a little better. What do you like most about being in business for yourself?
The testimonials.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, and you know, the fact that I'm helping people, and so many people coming up to me and telling me the story about whatever, you know, this spot I had that I couldn't get rid of, and I've tried everything, and this is the only thing that worked. So, you know, and people with, you know, one of the first testimonials I got was a woman whose daughter had the disease where her bones break easily.
Right.
And she, by 3 months old, was covered in eczema.
Oh.
And eczema, most lotions make eczema burn. So she couldn't put everything the doctors and her tried to put on her, this little girl's skin, she would scream in pain. Well, 14 years later, she's now 14, the first thing they could find to put on her skin was my face and body butter.
Wow.
So when you get these kind of testimonials, you know you're really helping people. So, you know, it's nice to wake up in the morning and know that you're doing good. And the other thing that I like, too, that I found very surprising was that how honest people are. You hear all the time how people are not, you know, you should just trust them. And what I found in this business is that people go out of their way to correct mistakes if I make them that are in their favor. They call me and tell me that I've made a mistake. It was more than I expected how kind and nice and understanding people are.
Yeah, wow, how cool.
Yeah.
That's really great. Edie, listen, I love talking to you and I love listening to you talk, and it sounds like you have so much that you can share with us as far as skincare tips and everything like that. But believe it or not, we're actually about out of time for today, and I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you and to get in touch with you. But I'd definitely love to do a follow-up with you at some point and really maybe get even a little more specifically into some of your skincare tips and as you have new products coming out as well, and share that as well. So I hope that we can get you back again sometime in the near future.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
Definitely, definitely. So please tell us again the best ways to find you and your product.
The best way is to go to www.ediesnaturals.com, and Edies is spelled EDYES, and Naturals is NATURALS.com. And you can always call me at 609-731-2040 if you have questions.
Great. And the link to that website and the phone number will be on the show page and on we won't put the phone number on our social media posts, but it will be on our page and all the posts related to the show on our page. And Edie is also, Edie's Naturals is on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And so the best way to purchase the product is just right up directly on your website, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm in about 40 stores, but most of them are in the New Jersey, Bucks County, Pennsylvania area.
Right,
so I'm not
right.
I'm not all over the place. So definitely the website is the best place.
Awesome. Well, I always love to support local products, and especially for those of us here in the tri-state area, you know, being able to support a Jersey girl and her business is a great thing. And Edie, thank you so much for being with us today. And make it a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Mindful Healthy Habits, where we shared Edie from Edie's Naturals and her great organic skincare products. And both Dory and I just wanted to update everybody because we love these products. As I mentioned, when Edie and I were talking, we had just received the samples at the office the same day that we were speaking, but that was now a little while back. And Dory and I definitely had to fight over the samples, but Dory has been using the peppermint Himalayan salt scrub and absolutely adores it. I'm going to still say, as I felt that day, that the peppermint skin repair is my favorite. It's just got a great, nice, light feel to it, and I always love a peppermint smell. But I have been using the lemon cleansing oil and the nourishing serum almost every night, and then, you know, just using that skin repair and also the face and body butter as seems appropriate in various moments. And my face is incredibly soft right now, and I've been using it kind of all over and really enjoying the product and really recommend it highly. Please tune in tomorrow when we share Stosh Stanley of the Lace Locker Scholarship Fund. Stosh is a return guest. Dory was really attracted to what she was doing, and then when she saw about the new scholarship fund that was started up, we were really interested to share that information with you. So that will be on the Mompreneur Model Show tomorrow. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. Always remember that today is always the best day. And we will close the show, as we so often do, with Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Adds value and hope. Be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.